Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much for the theme music playing.
Thanks,
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Thanks, Blog Talk Radio. I bet you watch. It'll play now after we already started. Watch, one, two. There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
No, now.
I get the Sam Cook up here. Oh, shit. Whoa. A little too loud here, buddy. All right, enough of that. Anyway, yo, what up, y'all? Another episode of The Menu. It's Big Red and Brother Brothers in the house.
What's up, everyone? What's up?
What's up, y'all? Hope all is well. Guest call-in number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And we are located on Facebook at Mind Your Mental. The menu, Mind Your Mental. You are mental. Check us out. You know, I need to be a little bit more active when it comes to that page and stuff like that. But it's up there. If you want to leave any comments, any shout outs, whatever. But how you doing, Red? What's going on?
I'm good. Maintaining, just chilling, you know. Just trying to, you know, keep my composure with certain things, you know.
That's
about
Take it all in.
Not really take it all in. Just to, you know, the fact that, you know what, it is what it is. This is not, you know, it's not like, you know, this is the first time we've dealt with this type of thing. You know, it's just a little more, like I said, a little more glorified because we have all these media outlets and, you know, everybody wants to speak their mind over the, you know, computer and, you know, we got people that hide behind the computer, so. I mean, what you gonna do? You can't get mad with people because they have their own views of things. That's their opinion. That's what you're supposed. You know, this is what life is about. If everybody thought the same, this world would be boring. Everybody can't think the same. So.
Exactly, and you know, next week, I would like to do a topic on racism.
Okay.
The topic I would like to do a topic on racism, and I would really like to just get in and you know, got to point a finger out to certain select groups of people and, you know, how they be on their little part-time racist stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, one thing I must say about Trump, he has done a good job in having people take their heads off, you know, and I want to thank him for that. But at the same time, I want to say, you know, you're kind of a butt crack because
right.
it's not like you're doing anything to quell the rhetoric.
Right.
That you have started.
Right.
So,
right. Started a house fire and just, he walked out the house and just left the fire going, like.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
We'll see y'all later.
Just, you know, just let it burn.
Get out the best, yeah, you
so,
get out the best way you can, so, you know.
Yeah, and, really don't, you know, appreciate that, but, you know, it's all good. It's to be expected, you know, from, people not of a higher degree of intelligence. You know, it is what it is. Call a spade a spade. You know, I'm just really, you know, shocked that, I think 46%, 42% of people did not vote. And I'm like,
not sure.
Wow.
I don't know why you are. I'm not.
I am because it's just sad. It is sad. Like, you know, it's funny how people want to talk about change, and
right. exactly.
But yet they don't want to do the right thing to secure or make sure the changes are implemented.
Yep.
So it's like, so wait a minute, what are you talking about? What are you running around saying? Oh, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to handle this, and I want to handle that, and make that change. And they look at you like, huh?
People are afraid of change. That's what it is. It's, they're afraid of it.
So don't ask for it. Don't ask for it then.
You're right. But it's like I said, once again, common sense is not so common. I've been saying this for the longest. Just like you said, you want change, but then you're not willing to do anything to change it, but then you want to complain about it, and it's like you're scared of change. Then you must be scared of something changing. But then you want change. It's just like, I don't know. I like I said, I don't wreck my brain anymore trying to decipher or, you know, the way people think these days. I can't. I got enough stuff to be trying in my own head to be trying to figure out.
No, I hear you. I got you. I hear you loud and clear. Like I said, I don't, you know, damn sure don't want to stay on that topic too long. But it's just the fact that, you know what, I wish him the best. I hope he does the right thing and definitely tries to bring, you know, some type of clarity and show people what he's doing and, you know, kind of right certain wrongs. You know, hopefully that, you know, that will be done, hopefully.
Right, hopefully.
I mean, I wouldn't want to, I wouldn't hold my breath, but we'll hold my breath. But it might pass out.
Yeah, right.
Pass out. You know, so it is what it is. So our topic tonight is inmates. Looking for love in jail. Okay. Listen, I'm not knocking anybody's hustle. Whether they're in jail or they're incarcerated, I mean, same thing. It doesn't matter. My whole thing is this. I'm not knocking anybody's hustle, but listen. Like I said in the description, yo, there's enough booty out here going around, and you really try to tell me that you going to smash? And I'm sure there's some good-looking inmates, and there's some good-looking people in jail, but hold on. You know you ain't supposed to be touching them.
Okay, now when you're saying, okay, when you're saying inmates, are you talking about the people that work there that are dealing with these inmates, or are you just talking about in general?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Inmates?
All right, yeah, I'm sorry.
So you
got to
clarify.
Let's clarify. The correction officers that watch over these inmates, right? Why sleep with them? You know you're not supposed to.
Right.
You're not supposed to have any relationships with the inmates, but why do you do it? Like, I don't get it. And then I look at female correction officers. Yo, like, there ain't enough dudes out here. Why are you sleeping with dudes in jail? Please help
me. I think that's more of, okay, it's a couple of things. Once again, it could be a self-esteem issue. It could be a power issue. It could be like a, what you call it, not a power, a control issue. It's a control issue because they know they have control of those inmates, you know. And, you know, it could be satisfaction or the fact that they're just that type of person where, you know, they may, you know, because, you know, a lot of those correction officers, the females and the males, a lot of them are married. And it could be a thing of, you know, like a forbidden fruit. So, you know, that's excitement for them. That, you know, it's different things, different things of reasons why they do. I think the control one overtakes everything else. I think that's the number one reason why they do it, because they have control over those inmates, and they know that they have that control. So that's why they do it.
So what you're basically saying?
Yes.
I can control you, so I'm gonna hit that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I tell you what to do or how to do it. It's like, that's the attraction.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, I'm sure there are some good-looking individuals on both sides of the fence,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, come on. Like, really?
Well, they feel because
there's,
they have
there's plenty other women out there.
But the, yeah, but see, that's another thing that you have to kind of clarify. Now, which gender are you talking that does it more? Is it the men that do it more or the women that do it more? Because you really don't hear too much of the men correction officers dealing with the female image. You more hear of the female correction officers dealing with the male inmates. That's what you hear more of.
You know why? Because it's probably like to be expected of the male correction officers. Like it's probably something that you know somebody's turning their head to. But
true.
For a female inmate to sleep. I'm sorry, a female correction officer to sleep with an inmate, a male inmate.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. I just boggles the mind. With all the other penises out here and dating websites and everything else, you trying to tell me that you prefer to have this dude that's locked
up. Easy access. With the people that on the internet know that you gotta try and you know lure them in and you gotta call talk to them and you know over the this and the that and all this other stuff. But guess what? You gotta do easy access. All you gotta do is check out time out. You know meet me. You know or I'll bring you downstairs to this that and the other and we can do our thing in the broom closet. You know, so so it's like it's easy access. Easy access, and that's the best way I can think of something like that because you know what? Like I said, on a personal level, I couldn't do no job like that. I'm not even going front and act like I could. I couldn't do a job like that because I'll probably be one of them ones.
Oh no!
Be like, come on,
No.
RJ827, come on.
Oh my God, that's nasty. Oh my God!
And you know that's all women. You know with women, that's our fantasy. The handcuff for dudes. So guess what? I already got the handcuff. Or I just take you downstairs. Yeah. Okay. So.
You know.
you know.
Oh my gosh! You're too much. You're too much.
Oh God!
Really? 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 Really?
But
like
I'm saying,
that.
But unfortunately, this is how, I'm being truthful, but I'm saying, unfortunately, I'm sure I'm not the only one or the only, I'm sure a lot of them correction officer, female correction officer, that's how they think. They got that power. It's easy access. And like I said, look, think of the ones that don't have a man at all or they're sick of trying to date somebody. Listen, I got all this penis running around in here. I ain't got to date nobody. Let me just get one of these dudes. But see, the mistake that they do, you don't remember a couple of years ago, well, shoot, not even a couple of years ago, but some of them make the mistake of getting pregnant or, you know, dating them outside. Like when they get out of jail, now you still dating and doing this. Like, no. Now you got to stop it. Now you need to stop. Because, like, okay.
Yeah. He ain't got no job, so you can't get child support.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think it was a couple of years ago, the chick she got, and they had her on. See, they may not talk about it all the time, but this particular chick, they had her plastered all over the news and everything, and they was like, oh, she got pregnant from the guy and all this other stuff. I was like, oh, wow. So, I mean, when you get to that point, you make a mistake and get pregnant. Not a mistake, but you get pregnant from one of them. It's just like, all right, now you're really doing a whole bunch.
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't know why you would do that, because now, guess what? Now you really going to lose your job, because now you done got pregnant from homeboy. So you definitely going to lose your job, because now it's like, all right, now we know.
Is it worth it, really?
Right. Like, was it worth it or is it worth it? And that's
no, it's not. I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's not. Like in the end of it, and that's why I said I said what I said, but then in the end of it, that's what you got to think. Like, it's not worth losing your job because you're losing everything, your benefits and everything. You're losing everything for some dude that probably done possibly killed somebody, sold, you know, was selling drugs or whatever the hell was going on, you know. And just like you said, when he get out, what is he going to do for you? He can't do anything for you.
Give you some meat. Give you the magic stick.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only thing. That's like the only thing he could do is give you, you know, give you that. And that's it. What else is he going to do? He, and if you get pregnant from him or whatever, you, or you have this child, how is he so, supposed to support this child? He can't support if he can't get a job, or he, you know, gonna, what he going to do? Go do the same thing that he was sitting in jail for?
Basically.
Yeah, so it's like, it's, but I wonder, but that's what I always wondered, like, why you don't hear too much of the, like, you don't hear too much of, like, the male correction officers that, that deal with female inmates, and you hear more about it with the female correction officers dealing with the male inmates.
Yeah, all right. Now, one thing that I, like I said, with the male to the female is probably something that's be expected. Like, when you go to the situation about the female correction officer getting pregnant. Yo, how do you allow that to happen? How do you get pregnant by a criminal, cook,
murderer,
whatever you want to call him. Yeah, whatever it is. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Like, because once again, no job. Probably gonna be in there for a while.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
he's probably gonna be in there for a while.
Yeah. Probably gonna be in there for a while. I can't really like fathom it like that.
Because they talk that good, and see, you know what? It is also like, even though the correction officer has that control, but see, those dudes, listen, I dealt with jail dudes also, and I wasn't a correct, but I'm saying I've dated jail dudes, and they talk a good game. And like I said, for somebody that may have low self-esteem, somebody that may not be happy at home, and like I said, because they have that control or they know that that chick is in control, he going to talk slick to her. He going to talk slick to her, yeah, baby, and ooh, yeah, ooh, you the best, and, oh, yeah, you, so he could get that extra milk or that extra carton of cigarettes, or he could get an extra piece of cornbread at lunch or something like that, you know? So they want to talk a good, he's going to talk a good game, so, you know, he could get what he wants. Also, it's like they play a game
right
with each other. You're right, it's not right, because it's like they play a game and she gets what she wants and he gets what he wants. All he got to do is talk nice to her, give her a little, you know, and then he, like I said, he get them extra carton of cigarettes, or he could get his girl to bring him some weed up there, because, you know, they do all kinds of stuff up there. Okay, or wherever, you know, Rikers, whoever, whatever. But they do all kinds of stuff. And they do get people to bring, and then guess what? If he got that female chick and he know that, you know, he doing, you know, getting down with her, and she could, you know, okay, let him go, you know, let so-and-so go past and get that in there, you know? So, you know, I think that's what it is. It's like they both, on both sides of the fence, you know, they both, you know, doing each other a favor.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and guys, they talk some slick, so get some money on it. Listen, when the chick is on her day off, yo, baby, you can send me a couple of dollars to put on my books or something. And they know them correction officers making money. They know they make money.
Yeah,
they know they make money, so they know the homegirl gonna be putting like $300-$400 on his books or something like that. And then he call up his girl, his baby mama, yo baby, you can you? Oh, and then there's another $200. Then he calls mama, boom, mama, you know I ain't got no money. Another three. So he racking up money, you know, hand over foot.
But that's crazy. Like I said, you're putting your career plus in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do it?
A lot of them loneliness, and you know, a lot of them spend most like you know they do a lot of overtime also, so a lot of them spend most of they spend more time with the inmates than they do with their own families.
Yep. So I guess that's why they get to Sheboygan.
Right, and they
I guess.
Get to Sheboygan.
Yeah, I guess.
Sheboygan. So they give them that Sheboygan and make them feel good, you know, feel like, you know, shoot, they're going to be there for 24 to 48 hours. Ugh, that's crazy. But, you know, I don't know.
Like, what type of love can an inmate give?
I don't think it's love. I think it's more reassurance. It's reassurance because guess what? They ain't going where they going. They ain't going nowhere.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Let me tell you
You're
something.
Not
I
going
dealt anywhere. With like they're not. I dealt with like I said. I dealt with several inmates. Okay, and once again, when they in there. They talking all that sick stuff because, like I said, where are they going? Okay, they know that you on the outside. They know when new female inmates leave that jail, they know they going home to their husbands and boyfriends. And, you know, they can go out and they go out and go party and they can meet whoever they want when they out there. But they know that they in there. So it's like, okay, I'm going to tell, you know, reassure her that, oh, you know, baby, you know, I don't talk to nobody else. Yeah, of course you don't talk to no. I mean, you may talk to somebody else, but who else you gonna talk to? You in there? Where you going? Now you gonna be out on the streets? So it's a reassurance thing. Unbelievable. That's all I could say. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Listen.
What?
This is the deal. Hello?
Hello?
You hear me?
Oh,
Chef
yeah.
One, two. Oh, my gosh. Listen. Real talk. I can understand everybody looking for somebody. I can also understand that there are some times where people have issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get it. But listen. How are you a correction officer and you're sleeping with the same people that you're guarding, you're trying to keep in line, technically, yeah, the people you're controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it because it's an easy mark? Like, you don't think the person is going to say anything or you just, I mean, is it just the ease of it?
Yeah.
I believe it's
all those things. I believe it's the, you know, the easy access and, yeah, they're not going to, the only thing I could think about them telling on them is if they violate them, if they do something real, you know, some real slick stuff, then I could see them probably turning on them. But otherwise than that, I don't know.
No, I don't understand. I mean, there was an article on Facebook about that, which prompted me to actually want to do the topic because, like you said, I think it was over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a little longer. There was a female who did get pregnant by an inmate. This inmate shot two African American police officers in the back of their head. He executed them while they sat in the car. And I'm
yeah,
like,
I think
wow.
It's the same one. Yeah, uh-huh.
I think they're in Staten Island. And this guy shot them in the back of the head. Both of them. Executed them. Now, really, do you really want to sleep with something like that?
Yeah, she ain't care.
Like, really?
Yeah, really.
That's
look
disgusting.
Okay. So I'm putting it to you like this. Listen to this. What about those serial killers? And them serial killers get these women writing them letters. Some of them want to marry them. Didn't Jeffrey Dahmer or one of them serial killers had women wanted to marry him and come up there? They wanted to have conjugal visits and get pregnant and all that other stuff. Something about them.
And with that, and what? Because they're crazy. But then out here in the regular streets, you don't want to give a dude the time of day. Because what?
Listen, it's something about that. I think that danger, like that bad boys type of thing. Just like
okay,
with what's
listen,
his name?
That,
what's that other man's name?
With the thug life.
Yeah, it's like that.
Listen,
yeah, it's like that thug.
All right, listen. See, women, a lot of women out there need to understand. Look, you're looking at what's in front of you, not looking what's down the block, across the street, around the corner. Like, you're just really looking at what's in front of you.
Right.
And it's only for the time being. It's all an illusion. So
right.
To go out there and kind of like,
like you're putting yourself out there.
You are really, you really are, because what happens when the inmate doesn't want to end it, but you want to end it?
Mm-hmm.
Make it turn around, get really vindictive,
because
they ain't got nothing to lose.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
And you know. Who are they going to use against you?
Mm.
You know, I mean, I don't know, Reb. I don't know. It's not the fact that I'm tired. It's just the fact that I don't, like I said, all the people out here on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And
you rather do
you're risking it. You're risking your career. You're risking your career to sleep with an inmate. Which to me doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But like I said, it's that danger. It's that control. It's that, oh, he's a bad boy. Oh, he did this. But, oh, it's like he did what he did on the outside, but when I see him, I see a different person. Like even Charles Manson, you got women that want to, well, I'm sure, well, maybe not right now, but you got women that was in love with Charles Manson. And we know he was a nutball. Or still is a nutball, but they wanted him. That's what they wanted. You got women out there, that's what they want. They want Charles Manson. Jeffrey Dahmer. Who else was it? So a whole bunch of guys that was sitting in, and they did violent crimes. We're not talking about just like little petty crime dudes. We talking about violent crimes, okay, with eight serial killers. And like I said, the women want them. Women are writing letters to them, talking about they want to marry these guys. So, I don't know.
Marry them and do what? Just go to jail and visit them and just have sex and that's it?
Yeah. And think that maybe one day if they get on parole, you know, some of them do because they figure, oh, if I do that, maybe he can get on parole and they can see that he's a good role model and he's not as bad. You know, he may have did that in that point in time, but he's a better person now. But, all right, think of the guys that escaped from the jail a couple of, what was that, last year sometime? The guys that, or was it this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember those dudes
that was earlier this year.
Ones that escaped from the jail, and the chick was helping one of them, helped them out, and she was screwing one of them, and she worked in the damn jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
But you notice you haven't heard too much about that. After, I think one of them, did they kill both of them, or they kill one and capture the other one?
One, I think one killed the other one. And supposedly, the one that was left,
mm-hmm.
he got shot. He was on the run, but he got shot, and they supposedly took him alive.
Okay.
Supposedly.
So, I mean, you haven't heard very much of what happened with her. You know, like you haven't heard too much of what happened with her. So that's what I'm saying. You know, like, you got to think about it. I don't know what it is. It's just that when they like I said, they're working with these people and they got to see them 48 hours. You know, sometimes they stay at them jobs for two and 3 days. And then they still working 5 days a week. So, you know, they still working, or they, like I said, they're in those jails more than they're at home or with their own family.
So sleep with another coworker. Sleep with a coworker.
Well, yeah, well.
They do that too.
You know they do that too, you know.
Yeah, I know.
They sleep with coworkers. They sleep with the inmates. I think it was New York. I think it was another state where there was a female correction officer, and she was sleeping with like two of the corrections officers and like an inmate and somebody else. I was like, oh my God, like
she was like tossed salad. This is all over the place. All over the place. Like, all right, listen, we know that some of these guys,
mm-hmm.
as well as women, but mostly guys, they play on the feelings and emotions of, you know, some of these women out here.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's an inmate. All he got to do is time to listen. So you want somebody to listen to you. So
yeah.
You pick an inmate. Yeah, and you know he's going to look because he ain't got nothing else better to do but
mm-hmm.
eat and lift weights and maybe read one every once in a while. But, of course, he's going to listen to you. Yeah. He got nothing better to do. Eat, lift weights, and, you know, just, you know, listen.
Yeah, and that's enough. See, and I'm going to tell you something. See, that's another thing, that the reason why I said, you know, that job wouldn't be for me, because some of them, you know, they lift weights and, you know, you know, them bodies be looking kind of nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Somebody said that on Facebook about how, you know, they be working out and their bodies looking all nice.
Yeah, them bodies.
Stuff like that. Listen.
Make me delirious. Okay, what happened?
Oh, Lord. Don't tell me you can be compromised. No.
Don't tell me you
no,
can be
damn
compromised.
No. No.
Well, that's why I never took that job. That's why I never applied and took that job.
No, listen. Mm-mm. Like I said, all it takes, especially for males have to be extra careful, because one little thing and a female, you know, inmate screams out rape, it's a wrap.
Yeah, you're right about that. But that, you know, like I said, I don't hear of the males that much. I think if it does happen between the male inmate and the female, and I think they kind of keep it on the hush more.
Yeah,
it on the hush more. Like you said, it's like you expect it to happen, but it's just like they keep it like on the hush more. And I don't think that's right on that part either. It's like, you know, it's the same thing. Like, if you're doing it, you're doing it. We know you're doing it. So I don't know. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Very much is.
That is crazy.
Very much is. Once in the guest call number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. I'm the menu. Brother B, Big Red in the house.
Yeah. Talking about them inmates. What do you call it?
Yeah,
oh, inmates. I'm sorry.
inmates.
don't know. Like I said, it's just, I don't know. I wish somebody would call in with that. Like they need to, you know, if they had that experience.
You know, it ain't happening.
I know. Oh God. Oh my goodness. We need to do
yeah.
that. But I don't know. It's just crazy. I wouldn't do it. I mean, I'm a weak. I'm just a weak little fat girl. Okay. I know how I would do, but you know, I know my
oh,
better.
Oh my gosh, that's no
my
excuse.
Better, I know my better common sense. You know. I know common. You know my common sense would kick in and be like, you know, this ain't right. It ain't worth it. You know, I want to have my pension in another couple of years. You know, I'm not trying to get myself, because, you know, I'm sure they put people in jail for stuff like that, too, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that either. I don't want to do that either. So I'm not.
I mean, like I said, just imagine. You're a CEO.
Uh-huh.
You're still having relations with one of the inmates, right?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, the inmate turn around and say, oh, she was touching me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was forcibly, you know, putting her hands on me and here, there. And, you know, I told her, you know, or him or her, like, I don't want to do that. Like, yo, they can easily fabricate a story.
Right, exactly.
Just trying to negotiate, you know, some type of leniency. And, I mean, really? First of all, you did the crime, you got to do the time. That's
mm-hmm.
number one. So there is no negotiation. But if you think you're just going to discredit somebody, or kind of, you know, take what they have done. I mean, you got some corrections officers that have been doing this for years. Some of them may have just started. But listen, just to get to that point, and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Right. Right. Yeah, they did.
But they, you know, some people make that one mistake, and then boom, it'll cost them for the rest of their lives.
Yep, exactly.
Oh,
but,
he hate me. Oh, he did this. Oh, he did that. And it's like, or she did this, or she did that, and I feel violated. And then next thing you know, where we at? But kind of back. Yeah, back to square one.
Yep, exactly. But yeah, a lot of it, you know, I think it's also, you know, if you have some of them with this, you know, low self-esteem, a self-esteem issue. You know, it's just like, you know, with women even just, you know, that deal, like I said, that have dealt with inmates here or there. I'm not saying all women are like that, because I know I'm going to say personally, like I said, I dealt with dudes that were locked up, but it wasn't because, you know, low self-esteem and, oh, my God, and, oh, he's treating me like that. It wasn't even like that. If I liked you, I liked you. Listen, if you had a record, it is what it is. It's like, you know, it happens. You know, as long as it wasn't for no, you know, craziness, you know. But I dealt with the dude because that's what I wanted to do. But then you have, like I said, you have some of them that do it because they have self-esteem issues, even though they have a job of being a correction officer. But it's a power, like I said, it's that control. And they know that they have control over those inmates. They know they have control over them. So I'm like, all right, well, listen. I partially
don't get the control factor.
How you don't?
You know, I don't really get it. Because it's like, what does one thing have to do with the other?
Control. If you got somebody that's in your control or under your control, you know, you could get him to do what you want him to do. Like I said, it's all about doing, you know, he's going to cooperate a little better with you. You know, he may punch, you know, one of the other correction officers in the face, but he's going to be nice to you because you being nice to, so-and-so. Oh, you know, don't do that and this, that, and then they're going to be, you know, be nice to him and all that stuff. So, you know, it's a control thing. Like I said, they you know, you got to see these dudes neck. I mean, don't the female, aren't the female corrections officers around when they got to do the strip search? I think.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Don't want to know. I don't want to be put in that situation where you got to bend over and cough. Like, you know.
I don't know if it's male or female. You know, I'm not sure if it's male or female, but once again, they got to see, you know, they do see these dudes, you know, exposed sometime. They have to see them exposed. You know, so, like I said, listen, just like, you know, men get their little rocks off from seeing women naked, men, you know, women do too. We feel a certain way, especially if the dude got a nice little body. And like I said, some of them come in there. The repeat offenders, they come in there because they done lift weights when they was there the last time.
Oh, my gosh. See, you know you were wrong. You're going to hell. Going to hell.
He was lifting weights from the last time he was in there, so, I mean, listen.
You're going to jack.
No, I'm not.
I'm just saying. Listen, you exposed yourself. I wasn't trying to expose you, but you dropped your drawers on your own. So,
you dropped your own drawers.
I'm just kind of going off of what you said, and, you know. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Like,
so, I mean,
I just can't, man. I mean, it's not like some of them are living in subpar condition, even though some of them are. Still, no. I don't want anybody telling me when to wake up, when to sleep, when to eat, when to sit, whatever.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. And it's like, so wait a minute. You, correction officer, or I'm a correction officer, I'm just going to have my pick of whatever female I just want to, you know, just take a back off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to take that back off.
Yep.
Wow.
And see, on the flip side, let's talk about the fact that, you know, you have some of those people, you know, that are incarcerated, and some of them are, you know, they get turned out. And then guess
God.
What?
Yeah. Wait. Who gets turned out? The person in the inmate or the CO?
The inmate gets turned out from other inmates, and then you have some correction officers that will take, you know, will take their chances with one of them.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I'm sure as hell that happens. But they don't want to talk about that much. But I'm sure that happens.
How you seem to know so much about some of these things?
I used to watch Oz, okay?
Oz. You ain't giving up no damn Oz. No, don't even try it. This sounds deeper than Oz.
No, not just from thinking about that, not from that, but it's just that I know things like that happen. Like, I'm sure things like that happen. Like, especially, I'm not going to say too much, maybe not too much in Rikers, but you have correctional facilities that are upstate in those other, you know, in them other states, and I'm sure those things happen. They just don't talk about it too much, but I'm sure those things happen. You know, when men come home from jail, they're not going to always say, oh, yeah, I was screwing another dude there. You think they're going to say that? They're not going to tell nobody that, but I'm sure they've dabbled in it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure they have. Listen. Yeah, okay.
Sounds real serious.
Yeah, it is real serious. And especially you got them ones that are, you know, playing the role of being a female in a correctional facility. You have the ones that play the role as the females, you know, and they got Big Bubba as they man. So guess what? Maybe not even Big Bubba, but Listen, it is what it is in those places. That's what I said. I never want to know what it is to be in them places either. Even though I'm a female, but the chicks is just as bad.
I mean, listen, I'm not one to deny, you know, or say that someone shouldn't have someone. I mean, just because you're incarcerated, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're different. You're different from anybody else. I'm sorry. I have like a cherry Jolly Rancher right now, and this is like the best thing since like sliced bread. Tastes mad good. But anyway, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that they, you know, they're not entitled to have love or be in love or whatever. But once again, I'm just looking at the ramifications of, like, what could happen, you being a CO, like, responsible for these individuals,
mm-hmm.
and you turn around and, like, you're having sex with one of them. Now, how do you think the other inmates are going to look at that? You might have some haters.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure.
Like, listen, there may be some favoritism going on. Oh, they screwing. So she getting extra this, or he getting extra that.
Yeah.
He getting treated a certain way. You know what I'm saying? All of these things right there can cause complications.
Right.
And, you know, there's repercussions and consequences for messing with cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be doing that. Like, yo, I mean, really. Like, I don't want to be, like, if I mean, come on. That stuff like that can also get your ass whipped.
Yeah,
because
you
got people
about
there,
that.
Yeah, because if you got cats thinking like, oh, well, you think you're that because you're getting treated a certain way,
mm-hmm.
because you're screwing your CO.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, son. Like, that ain't gonna fry you.
Right. Exactly. You're right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's stuff like that that go. Like I said, I'm sure all of that stuff does go on. I'm sure it does, but you can't. They can't catch everybody. I don't know. See, like I said, with that chick that got pregnant from the inmate, you know, I don't know how that became such a big, you know, maybe because you said there was two officers that he had killed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's why they made such a big deal about it. But they act like those things don't happen in there all the time, and they know. I know damn well they know it happens. I know they see it happen. But you just pointed that one out because the dude killed one of your own. So it's like, oh, she dealing with so-and-so, and he killed one of our people up? Nope, we got to expose her. Because that's how it looks like she betrayed, like, oh, you having sex with somebody that killed one of us, like one of our own. So now we got to expose you.
True. But, all right. Okay. I can't, we're going to have to switch gears.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, everybody, we're switching gears because right now, I needed to do something different other than talking about politics and the whole Trump thing and Hillary thing. I mean, it is what it is. I really don't want to get into it. So, I think we're going to take the next few minutes before the show is over, and we're going to talk about something really, really real.
Really real.
Asshole drivers and idiot pedestrians. Okay, so what I don't understand is, listen, no disrespect, but to you damn pedestrians, all right, yes, there's sometimes the menu gets like that. We got to switch up stuff. If, you know, this topic, it was nice and all this and that. It was just something to do something different, but it's not working right now, so we got to switch gears. So, yeah, to you damn pedestrians, what the hell makes you think that it's okay for you to cross the goddamn street playing with your phone, looking at your phone, digging up your nose? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really? Cross the street with some vigor. Like, don't just be walking across. Because now I swear, like, I drive, And I think that people cross the street slower now because they're like, I dare you to hit me. Listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want money.
Jackass.
Money.
money, you have to live to collect it. Listen, those vehicles
Same
hurt. I never got hit by a car, but listen.
Thank
I drive a truck 5,500 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
5,500 pounds. I think that's at 30 miles an hour. That's going to hurt. Maybe turning the corner. Listen, you get your foot rolled over or something. Stop playing when crossing the street. Put your phone away. Put your damn iPad, iPod, whatever the hell you got. Video game. Yo, you can wait till you get across the street to
no,
take
they
care
can't. Nope, they can't wait because my boyfriend is texting me and he's letting me know whether we going out tomorrow night or he texting me because I asked him did he F so and so last night and he lied to me yesterday and I'm asking yeah so no they can't wait and that's why I don't understand why people do like I don't never when I'm crossing the street I'm watching the cars. I don't care if a damn by my phone. I don't care who calling me. I don't care if you ain't calling me telling me somebody dying. Okay, I'm not picking up my phone.
Well, listen, one day I'm driving. I see somebody cross the street, and they're on the phone, and they beefing. Yo, why
mm-hmm.
they stopping the street? Saying, you dumb mother. Then I'm like,
yep.
whoa, why you stopping in the street? Like, can't finish
because
conversation.
Because they're not
the
aware.
This is what I understand. Aware.
They don't,
okay.
They're not aware. They're not aware. They're so into the conversation. And that's why I said it's sad with cell phones, because they're so into this conversation that they're having with whoever. They're not realizing that they are in the street. Now, I'm not going to front. I have done – now, I'm not going to say I did that in the middle of the street, none of that. But I have done that one time when I have got, was on the phone and I've gotten upset and I forgot where I was. And then I had to realize – I'm like, oh, okay, all right. You know what? I will talk to you when I get home. But I damn sure ain't doing that and I'm walking across some damn street or I'm out in the street because guess what? I like my life. But people don't think about
well,
that. Like I said,
do.
Huh?
Maybe you do.
Yeah, I think about my life, but that's what I'm saying. They don't think like that. People don't think, like I said, humans have been so dumbed down until it ain't even funny. You let this little 10-pound thing that you have in your hand control your life to the point where you rather get hit by a car or, you know, rather than say, okay, well, you know, so-and-so, listen, we're not agreeing right now. I'll call you back when I get home. They don't
yeah,
think about
I don't really feel that. Caller 0982, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello?
This is Cheryl.
Hello. Hey, how you doing,
Hi.
Cheryl? How you doing?
I'm fine. Yourself?
All right. Don't be scared. We don't bite.
We don't
I mean,
bite.
Unless you
want me to. And if you want me to.
You know what I'm saying? What's up, Cheryl? How you doing? What are you weighing in on tonight?
I'm
what are you weighing in on?
Moment. I'm listening for the moment.
Yeah, we had to ditch topics. So now we're talking about idiot pedestrians and asshole drivers. Like, wow, check this out. I don't know if you drive. But now, the other day, I'm driving. They were doing construction on, like, the right side of the road. So this guy sees the cones. But instead of him, like, doing the right thing and, like, maybe getting behind me, he chooses at the light to just try and just cut, like squeeze in between the cones and cut me off. Now, of course, listen, I'm not going to lie. Yes, Brother B has road rage. And I road rage as much as I can. I was looking for something in the car. If I couldn't take off the steering wheel, I was going to throw something. Because my thing is this. Don't be stupid. And when I went forward, he went forward. So it was like, oh, so you egging me on. Now, call me stupid for falling for it. But I just could not help it because, you know what, you want to match ignorance with ignorance? Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm better than you, and I'm going to do it. I don't understand why people have to play this type of game when it comes down to driving in between people cutting you off and people not signaling. And then, we can begin in so many areas. Yeah, road rage is a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I need counseling. I need counseling. What you got to say, Cheryl? What's up? Talk to us. What's the deal?
I mean, I don't drive right now, but
mm-hmm.
somebody has to have sense when driving. Somebody got to be the one to stop and say, okay, I don't want this to go any further.
Well, that's what you're there for. You're the passenger. That's what you're there for. to make sure somebody got sense. Because, yo, listen, I take driving very serious. And like I said, in between drivers and then some of these pedestrians who just like to walk out in the middle of the street, like what gets
yeah.
me so much? You know what? Somebody needs to make a reverse stroller. So that way the parent walks out first and, like, the kid
mm-hmm.
is behind them. Because I hate those people who push their stroller out in the street. And it's like, yo, what you doing? Like, you think a car can stop on a dime? So you push your child
right.
out into the street? Yo, what's up with that?
Right, exactly.
Like,
I see it all
like,
the time.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, America. You're getting stupid. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I told you what
if
it is.
If
and cell phones.
Well, listen,
I see it all the time because I wonder why they don't step out first and make sure everything is clear before they go all the way across with their baby. They just push the baby out first. So if there's something coming, your baby's gone.
Exactly. Oh, wait a minute. Now, I've had a habit. No, let's not say habit. On occasion, I have rolled down my window and had to tell people who were, like, standing maybe 10 feet off the curb, like, yo,
mm-hmm.
unless you got a license plate on your ass, you don't belong in the street.
They got bumpers on their ass. That's what my mother used to always say. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm
like,
walking
yo,
out here
why?
Like they got bumpers on their ass.
Yeah, like, why are you walking out into the street? That's what the sidewalk is for. Like, wait on the sidewalk until, I mean, or at least wait a little closer to the sidewalk. But I just see people, they just standing out in the street like it's okay.
No, I don't.
But if you run over their toes, then they want to sue.
I ain't got no money and my truck is old, so you can just take the keys and just do what you gotta do.
I'll just train.
Like I can't help you. If you're looking for money, you ain't getting it from me. I'll give you the change that's in the ashtray.
Right.
And a band aid, but you ain't
like,
getting it.
I'm gonna count the pennies in
it.
The ashtray for
I ain't got it. Well, and wait, did you call in show for the topic, or you just called in just to listen? And,
I had called in about the topic. I mean, I wanted to listen as well, but, I mean, the topic was really strong the other day, so I was hoping that
somebody was going to elaborate
more on how they felt about it.
Oh, well,
because like I said,
ahead.
For me, it's not worth losing the money. It's not worth losing the career, no matter how good you feel a guy looks.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hoping that someone who maybe had been in that position before
that's what I said.
Could elaborate more
mm-hmm.
on how they would put it all to the side for that person who has nothing to lose. Because that's the thing at
True.
The end of the day, he has nothing to lose. He's home. That's where he lives.
Exactly.
So I was really hoping that someone who's been in that position could elaborate more on it.
Oh, well, I just wonder if there's some type of consequences if, you know, like you're a correction officer and they find out that you're having, you know, intimate relations with an inmate.
I think you lose your job.
Like, oh.
I think you lose your job. You're not supposed to fraternize at all with them.
Oh, that's deep. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah you're definitely going to lose your job off of that. That's definitely going to happen.
Well, my whole thing is this. Okay, devil's advocate. Why should you lose your job? Now, I can understand you losing your job if maybe you were helping them do something that they're not supposed to be doing.
But if you're sleeping with them, you're not just conversating with them. You're not just saying, this is my boyfriend. If you're sleeping with them, that means you're sleeping with them on your job.
Right.
Sure.
So
right. You're not
you're gone.
And my thing is this, it's not like I said, when they leave there, it's not like they could be like, oh, you can come with me to my house. No, that's where they at. They can't go no damn where.
Right,
until,
they're home.
Yeah, they can't go nowhere until, you know, whatever. So just like she said, you're on your job and you're doing stuff like that. That's stuff that you're supposed to do on your own time, not while you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, this is what people do. This is the type of things that we have going on, and this is what they
and
do.
For the most part, when the average guy comes onto a girl like that, it's no love. It's
no,
for
hell
her
no.
to do whatever he wants her to do, whether it's bring in drugs
mm-hmm.
or any kind of contraband,
mm-hmm.
you know, or just for the sex of it. So it's like you're losing something for somebody who doesn't even care that you're going to lose it.
Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. That's you know, basically what it is. It's just the thing of the fact that they know that female is going to, you know, she's available to him. Like, he
mm-hmm.
could, like I said, he could have a wife, baby mama, girlfriend on the outside, and he's just speaking to her on the phone every day, and she may come give him a visit here and there, but guess what? If this chick is coming to work every day, she's there 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 7 days a week. You know,
mm-hmm.
coming to work, that's a 24-hour job. So if you there all the time and you see this dude all the time, listen, it's like you having a relationship with this guy because you're seeing this dude all the time. And y'all can
mm-hmm.
get it in. Y'all can get it in any time of the day if it's warranted or if they have that, you know, time to do it.
First of all, that's damn greedy. Like, how you gonna have a baby mama out in the world and a girlfriend and then be sleeping with the correction officer? Like, come on, man.
I know you got
crime on your
hands.
Is he
the one where the guy was sleeping with three different correction officers?
The what happened?
And he had all three of them. The guy was sleeping with three correction officers.
Yeah.
And he had all three of them pregnant at one time.
Yeah.
He had all of them bringing him contraband.
I forgot about that. I'm glad you brought that one up, too. Damn, I forgot about that one.
So speaking about greed.
Wow.
Yep, he was dealing with three correction officers. That's right.
How does that, but wait mm-hmm. a minute. All right, I mean, you wouldn't know. I mean, wow. As a woman, like, how do you, I don't know. That's not a good look. That's really not, that's, of course, that's
I
not a good look at all. But what does
that
say about
I don't know if all of them had low self-esteem, but I can just imagine
mm-hmm.
at least one of them probably had a low self-esteem, and he probably went to her, like, you know, just kicking it, oh, you're beautiful, you know, and she probably fell for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably went and told the other two.
Yep, and then one of them probably ratted him out.
No, one of them probably felt like, I'm going to go get it. Like, oh, she said it's good, I'm going to go, you know?
Oh, true, you're right.
I'm going to go try it. You know,
I'm
so.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe
yeah.
I need to be a CEO or something. Maybe I need all this close proximity love going on up in there. Like, wow, it's like free love. Really?
It is free love because you ain't listening. With that, it's like they don't have to work for it. They don't have to do, because it's like you were saying, oh, when they out in the street or they, you know, go on these, you know, websites. It's not hard because, once again, he is in there. He's around a bunch of dudes. Where is he really going? Unless he's doing, you know, the download thing, which I'm sure some of them in there are doing that. But he's
exactly.
still getting what he wants. It's in there. It's all about their mindsets are different. It's all about getting that. I'm sorry to say it, but getting that tip wet. Okay, so that's all they
mm-hmm.
thinking about. So like I said, it could be one of you know they could be smashing one of them dudes in there. Plus they smashing the dudes, a CEO and this one and that one. Listen,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is.
Yeah, I can't.
I just don't think it's worth it, you know, if you're a woman with a career. I mean, I'm not going to, I know they have to look good. I know have to. Especially
you know
when
they're
in the yard working
in
out. I know they have to look good. But when you think about it, your career over this guy that just looked good?
Let me tell you something. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Cheryl. Go ahead.
You know, I'm just saying, like, why lose your career over him? He just looked good. That's it. That's all you get. It's him looking good.
Mm-hmm.
He can't come home with you.
That's right.
He can't walk the streets with you. So all he's doing is he's just looking good. And, you know, I wouldn't jeopardize.
Listen, let me tell you something. Them female correction officers, honey, they come in there with the weed, long weave, the Diana Ross long weave, the nails, the rings, and this, and they come in there full. I've seen them with full makeup on, like the full makeup. It's like, you're working in a, like, why are you looking like that and you only come into work to,
mm-hmm.
like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to a club. You coming to a day, your job. And they're coming in with the
knowing
makeup.
That they're going to be looking at you.
Exactly.
You know, you're a woman, so without the makeup, without the weaves, they're still
exactly.
looking because you're a woman.
And then the uniforms, the extra super tight, some of them tight
mm-hmm.
pants. Okay. So, I mean, and I'll tell you, some women, they do a whole lot for just for attention, for that little bit of
mm-hmm.
attention that you're going to get for them 8-9 hours you're going to be there.
From the and all it takes is for the inmate to say, oh, you look pretty today.
Mm-hmm. So all they got to do is say one thing, and then, honey, please, they go home and find, to buy up all the weave they can find in everybody's store. They can have a different look for every day. They like redheads. I'm going to go get me a red wig.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
To end up with nothing. To end up with nothing.
Mm-mm-mm.
Listen, shame. I just see it like this. You know, everybody just play nice. That's all. You know, I don't even know what more to say anymore. Like, you know what, in between Trump, women sleeping with men in jail, men sleeping with men in jail, men sleep with women in jail. Hey, shit is just crazy. Everything is just out of control right now. And I'm feeling just a little emotional. But it's just a bit too much. Like I said, I just saw this article and I was like, oh, this might be a good topic. And then I'm like, wow, like, really? Like,
You saying you never heard of this before? Like, you never heard of these things happening?
No, I've heard of it. I've
but
heard
of course
of this
you
before.
Have to, because that's what happened with the escapees. She was messing with them and they told her she had to get them out.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, I've heard of it before. But the thing is, I just find it very interesting. I just find it very interesting that people are doing that. Like I said, you got people out here on dating websites. There's so much going on outside. Like,
mm-hmm.
are you that much of an insecure individual, or you have that much self-esteem issues where you can't deal with what's going on the outside world, so you got to go to work where somebody is in a cage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, and make one of these individuals your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
They honestly thought that they could have him to themselves. I guess they felt like this one could be just mine. Instead of thinking, okay, he's in here with all these men
mm-hmm.
and all these women correction officers, he has his choice.
All right.
The same way he chose you, he can choose them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So they still not thinking long term. They thinking, like, for that moment. Because if you sit down and really think it out, mm-mm.
It's terrible. I don't know. I don't know. It's just.
I don't know either.
Unbelievable.
But
that's all I can say.
With that being said, we're gonna wrap this up, and I guess we'll just have to chalk this up to one of those crazy episodes. One of those episodes. But thank you, Cheryl, for calling in.
Thank you, Cheryl, for calling in.
No problem.
And,
I enjoyed it.
You know,
next week,
I guess next week I'm going to have to swing the axe And we're going to tighten up and get a little serious, do some finger pointing. I really want to get into this thing. I mean, it's kind of crazy, the whole, you thought you knew people or certain people within your circle. And then things like Facebook happen and, you know, people start posting comments and it's like, wow. Like, you know, hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but when you start seeing certain things that, or reading certain things that just don't sound right, it starts to question the validity of the relationship between you and that person, or you and these people. And there's a lot of part-time racists, you know, in my friends list, and I think everybody's finding out in their friends list. Yep. And my thing is, you know, we need to be a little bit more real with each other. And we need to really just stop it, blame game. Black people are not the problem or the ills of the world. If you look at history, I mean, it's not us. I mean, it is what it is. But I don't want to get into it too much. All I know is next week's topic is definitely going to be on racism. And you know, what there's a buildup right now, and what's going to take place. I mean, you know, I wasn't following the election that much, but now that this guy has won, I'm hearing certain things about who he's picking for his cabinet, and it's starting to sound really scary. Certain ideas that, you know,
well,
he wants to
implement.
Well, scary
is going to be when he goes to jail.
Well, that's
if he goes to jail.
I think there are people that will make sure that's not going to happen. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm just going to say it straight up and down. President Barack Obama, in my opinion, will go down as the last moral president with some class. His whole family with class brought some respect back to the White House. I think that's why he was just so hated by a lot of other people other than black people, because he was, is, and will continue to be a class act.
And
they can't find a scandal on him at all.
Nope.
Exactly. And the thing is, people have a problem with that. It's like people prefer drama over, you know, just, you know, no non-drama. And he didn't bring any drama to the situation. He tried to do what he could. You know, the Republicans blocked him at every corner, but
right,
none of us
allowed
how no one wants to hear that. Nobody wants to talk about that. So, like I said, when people want to try and say that, oh, if it wasn't for Obama, there wouldn't be no racist issue. Listen, racism has been going on for years. Don't put it on Obama. Right. And you damn sure can't put it on Trump, because Trump ain't the first and won't be the last person who will talk some racist rhetoric to rile up everybody else to get what he needs so he can carry out his own agenda.
Absolutely.
The scary part is how everyone says they weren't supporting him anymore, but then the whole map turned red.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, like, so that means it's a lot of undercover races out here.
Right. And all those states, like I said, all those states were, like, they're racist states anyway. Like, that's all they have is a bunch of racism in them. So that's why I said I would never want to move, like Georgia and all that, South Carolina. I ain't even trying to hear going down there, especially Florida, please. I'm not trying to go down there. None of those states move. Nope, send me upstate. I'll go to Canada. I'll go to somewhere up there. I don't know where the hell I'm going. Antarctica, send me there. Ain't nobody up there but the penguins. I'll go up there with them.
Yeah, so, like I said, next week, you know, you can call back and, you know, show and weigh in. But we're definitely going to get in deep. You know, I got some facts and some, you know, some things from the archive to bring up. And whoever's listening, white, black, or whatever, yes, please, I challenge you. I dare you. I want you to call in next week and bring it. whatever you feel you need to say, however you need to say, just come and say it, you know, whether it's about Trump, Obama, the history of black people in this country, the history of white people in this country, whatever the case may be. But next week we're definitely going to go in, and we just need to clear the air. Well, I need to clear my portion of the air. I don't know about anybody else, but I need to clear my portion of the air. And so with that being said, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you,
Have
Cheryl.
A good night. Big Red, mahalo.
Mahalo.
And that's another one in the can.
Yeah, we'll see y'all later.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay. Later. Good night.
Right, later.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.